Begin the current daf in Masechtas Erevin, daf Ayin Gimel. We begin on the second line from the top of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues the theme of the previous daf, and that is we had a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel regarding where is the residence of a person on Shabbos. The case specific that we were speaking about was regarding the halacha of Eruv Chatzeres, and that if someone has his own Rishus HaYachar, he could carry throughout the area. But if there are two joint owners, that is in the regular chatzar in the courtyard where there are many houses, many homes open into one courtyard, they have to join together. So the question was regarding if someone has a home in someone else's area, what is considered his home to make it that it's joint? And that about Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, what is the kaveh, what is the factor that defines that that is my residence together with that person there? Rav said that it's makom pita, it's where his bread is, which basically means where he eats. And Shmuel held his makom lein is where the person sleeps. So if a person has an area where he sleeps and doesn't eat, according to one that's going to be, that is his residence, and therefore that would be a problem. According to the other one that wouldn't, that was the machlokes we had regarding, in general, and specifically we were talking about regarding the problem that's created when you have more than one domain, more than one person's property in this larger area, for example, in the chatzar, what is it that considers it that's his residency? Is it where he eats, or is it where he sleeps? And that is where our current Gemara begins, on the second line, where the Gemara says, Meisver. The Gemara asks, according to Rav's opinion, that he says, Makom Pita, is where the person eats, which defines his residency on Shabbos. The Gemara says, we learn the Braisa. Haroyim, the shepherds, v'kayotzin, and these are the ones that watch the figs that are spread out in the field where they would dry it out to be able to have them in the type of produce that they would have it, that they would be dried out. V'aburganin, and those people that would be the watchmen in the huts, v'shem yeperis, and those that would watch the produce. So all these types of people that they were out in the fields. Bizman shadarkan lolim be'ir. If their custom was that they would go to sleep in the city, that is in the place where they would eat. So even if they, when Shabbos started, they were out in the fields, they didn't come back yet until after it was dark, Harehin Kanjayar, still their status is like the people of the city. And they have from this city 2,000 amas in every direction. And the whole entire city, as anyone that lives in the city, is like Dalet amas. That's not considered as part of his tchum. The tchum only begins at the outskirts of the city. And then from there you get 2,000 amas. Here also, he is considered, at least if from when Shabbos started, he was within the tchum, but he was outside of the city. Although he spends his days out there, but since he sleeps where he eats, which is in the city, therefore we consider him as a city dweller. And therefore that he gets the whole city as Dalet amas. And from that he gets 2,000 amas. However, Bizman should darken lolim b'sadeh, but regarding all these people, if their custom would be that they would sleep in the fields, and although they eat in the city their meals, because they don't have food out in the fields, but they would sleep in the fields, yesh lem apayim l'chol ruach, then they only have 2,000 amas in every direction, and that is, they would only start the 2,000 amas from exactly where they are. They don't get the whole entire city as 4 amas and to start from there. Rather, from where they are in the field, that is where their 2,000 amas are counted from. So the question is, that seems to indicate that it's where the person sleeps that is the kaveh, because here we're talking about that they eat in the city. Yet, in spite of that, the Braisa says that if they sleep in the fields, that's exactly where their tchum is going to be, because that's their mokum dir, that's where their residency. But Rav says not like that. Rav says that where a person eats, which in this case is in the city, is what is kaveh, what defines his residency. And that the Gemara says that, no, it's not a question on Rav, because hasa manan sahadi vir, it's like we say testimony. We can attest to the fact the mamtulahu rif to hasim, if they were to bring food to these watchmen that sleep out in the fields, if we'd bring them the food there, tfei nichlahu, they would have rather that to be. And that is, since they have to stay out there to watch at all times, and therefore that's why they sleep there an entire night, they would prefer to have the food out there. And therefore, although that they have the food in the city, and generally that is what defines the person's area, but here, since that's really where they would want it would be in the field, so that in essence is really where they live, and they just happen to eat lunch or breakfast or supper in different areas, which is in the city. And that's why even Rav would agree, although generally Makom Pita, where a person eats, establishes his residency, since here really this is his place of where he dwells, which is out in the field. He just has to eat in the city, but he would rather have it in the field. That's why we measure from the fields and not from the city. So on this, Amr Rabbi Yosef commented, he says, Lo yishmi li hoshmaita. I never heard the statement that they're saying in the name of Rav, that mokum pita goyim, that the place of where a person eats his bread, where he eats his meal, that causes it. And now as Rashi explains, Rabbi Yosef became ill, and he forgot his learning. And Abaya, his student, always used to remind him, says, Rabbi, don't you remember you yourself told us this, as the Gemara says. Only Abaya says to Rabbi Yosef, At Amrit Nahalon. What do you mean you never heard of this? You told us this halacha. Vaha Amrit Nahalon, you told it to us regarding this Mishnaic statement, which is from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Ha'achin shal yo'ichel na shulchan avien. The brothers that were eating on the table of their fathers, the Mishnah from the previous daf, v'yishen b'betein, but they would sleep in their homes. So there, although they would eat by their father, But however, they had their own homes where they would sleep. So Trichin Eir B'chol Echa Be'echas. Our Mishnah said, although they eat by their father, but they have to make their individual Eirs. So Ramin Lach, we told you, this is what Abai is telling his Rebbe Rav Yosef, Shema Minah Mokum Lina Garim. So from our Mishnah, you can infer, now like Rav, that what is the establishment of a person's residency? It's where he sleeps. Because here, although they eat by the father, and therefore they should not have to require an individual Eir exclusive of what their father is giving, and yet it says that they do have to. Obviously, it's because since they sleep in a different area, the Mokum Lina, the place where you rest, where you sleep, is what causes it. You told us regarding this, which was the same discussion we had on the bottom of the previous daf, the Amr Behuda Amr Rav, that what would Rav say to explain his opinion? And that it is where you eat what establishes it. We're talking about that with someone that accepts, gets packages, gets things from the father's table of food, but they wouldn't actually eat by the father's table. And that is why Rav Lashitasi explained it, that even the food was being eaten in the individual homes, and that is why they required it. So you yourself told us this halacha, that Rav's opinion was that Mokum Pita Goyim, in way of explanation of our Mishnah, that it didn't contradict him, that it's not only that they slept in separate places, but they actually ate there, and this says they were Samech al Shulchan Avim, was just where the source of their food, but they would pick up packages and eat in their home. Now the Gemara introduces a braisa that has a similar theme to our Mishnah, just like we had with a son and a father, that on some level we consider it as the same rishus, and they don't require their own eir. So the Gemara introduces a braisa that has a similar theme regarding a parallel type of a case. Turn up and learn the braisa. Mi sheyesh lechamish nashim, someone that has five women, mikablis pras mebalem, that get packages from their husbands, that is, each one has her own dira, her own place where she lives, in the courtyard together with the husband. But she doesn't make her own food. She gets packages from her husband. The chamisha avadim, five slaves, the mekablim pras merabein, they get packages from their masters. So in other words, so they also get food. They're also on some level shoymech on the shulchan of their husband and of the masters. So Yehuda ben Maseira matir benashim v'isra b'avadim. He says he permits it by the women, and that is the women are not considered distinct from their husbands. And since they're getting fed by their husbands, we view them as part of the Erev that he's contributing. But Va'isra b'avadim, he says it's forbidden by the slaves because the slave is not considered part of the master. And since he sleeps in his own place, although he gets packages, he will have to make his own Erev. Rehuda ben Bava, he's the exact opposite. He's matir b'avadim. He permits it by slaves that they're considered as part of the domain of the master. As since he's getting fed by the master, although he sleeps in a separate area, we view him as part of the area of the master. But Va'isra b'nashim, he says, forbidden by women. So Rav says, to explain part of this machlekes, my time in the Yehuda ben Bava, what is the reason of Yehuda ben Bava that he says that it's permitted by the slaves, that he does consider the slave as part of the domain of the master, in spite of the fact that he sleeps in his own room, in his own dira, in his own little hut. So the Gemara says, the chesed, like it says, the pasuk in Daniel, says, v'Daniel, Bisra Malka, he was at the gate of the king. And that is, wherever Daniel was, he was considered in the gate of the king. And that's the idea that, whereas by women, which doesn't have not have that same type of insubordination, has a subordination that a slave has. A slave, wherever he is, he's part of the master's domain. So Daniel, who was the servant of the king, had a similar, wherever he was in the gate's king, in the king's gate. Here also by the servant, although he sleeps in his own dira, but since he gets fed by the master, he's samech al shulchanoi, therefore he will not have to make his own erev, he's matar b'avadim, but he's iser b'nashim. So now the Gemara concludes regarding the topic that we just mentioned and from our Mishnah. So pshita, it's what we could conclude is, ben etzel aviv, when there's a son in regards to the father, kedamar, and that's like we said in our Mishnah, that we said it depends if there are other people in this chatzar or not, but on some level we view the son as part of the father's area, if he's Saimach al Shachanai, and we say that if all the Achim and there's only the fathers and the father and the sons, that we don't have to make an individual Erev Chatzeis, we say that to consider as one pluralistic Rishus HaYachad. Ishe Etzel Baila, regarding a woman by her husband, Ve'evet Etzel Rabbi, and the servant by his master, that as we had just mentioned, is Plukta de Behud Ben Beseira, Ve'ebehud Ben Bava, that each one said a reverse opinion regarding if the servant or the woman is considered subordinate and part of the domain of the husband or the master. However, Talmud Etzel Rabbi, regarding a student by his teacher, and he lives with him in the same courtyard, and he gets, as the same case we had spoken about in the Mishnah, and regarding this price, he gets pras, he gets packages from his Rebbe to eat, my, what is the halacha? So the Gemara says, Toshima, we can prove, because the Rav, Bei Reb Chiya, when Rav was a student by the yeshiva of Reb Chiya, that he was mekabel pras, he would get packages from the household of Reb Chiya. Amar, he said, "Ein anu tzrichin la'arav." We do not have to make an erev. Shari on the semchin ha'shulchan shel Reb Chiya, because we rely on the table of Reb Chiya. We get fed from him. We get these tier packages, these packages to go, and therefore, although we sleep in our own dira, but however, since we are a talmid, it's a rabbi, and we are semech ha'shulchan, we are considered part of his larger area, and we don't have to make our own erev. Similarly, Reb Chiya himself, who is his rabbi, Bei Rabbi, when he was by the household of Rabbi Amar, he said, "Ein on the tzrichan la'arav." Although we're in different homes in the same courtyard, we do not have to join in the erev. Shari on the same chen al shulchan this rabbi, because we rely on our rabbi, who is Rabbi Huda Nasi, on what the erev that he's doing. So we find that everyone agrees would be the case that you would not have to make your own erev, that you are considered batel to the domain of the rabbi. So now, regarding the topic of our Mishnah, the Gemara brings the following question that will then introduce what our Mishnah says regarding this. Abai asked from Rabbi the following question. Chamisha shegovu esei Reuven. When there's five people that collect their Erev, and that is regarding when you have a classic chatzar, we have five homes, for example, open up into the same courtyard. So to carry in the chatzar, you have to make a Reuven chatzeres. So these five people that collected the Erev, they made a Reuven chatzeres, and they put it in one of their homes. Then when they're taking and transporting their Erev to another place. In other words, because they want to join now with another chatzar to make both chatzeres into one large Rishus HaYachid. Erev Echa LaKulan, is it that one person can go ahead and make the Erev for all the people in his chatzar? He can go ahead and extend it to the other one with his own Erev? Or do you need to make an Erev from every single person, meaning all these five people in this chatzar have to contribute to what they're taking to the next chatzar to join them together? And as Rashi says, that Abai didn't hear the brisa that we had mentioned on the previous daf, that five people that collected their Erev, were there that brisa said clearly that it's enough to have one Erev for all of them. Or Rashi says he heard that brisa, but he still asked the question, what is the halacha? Because as we had mentioned on the previous daf, that seems to be part of, in Machlekes, of Bisham Misil, and therefore he wanted to clarify exactly what is the halacha. Is it enough with one person, as that brisa had said, or is it that each individual has to go ahead and contribute to that Erev that now they're extending to the next chatzar? So Amalei, so Rabbi responded to Abaya, Erev Echa LeKulan. It's enough to have one of them going and doing the shlichus for all of them. You don't need to take from each one. The Gemara asks, and this is where our Mishnah comes in, but V'ho Achin, but the case of the brothers that of our Mishnah, D'chigavu Damu, because that is similar to as if they collected the Erev of all them together, because it says in our Mishnah that Im Ein Imohim D'Yurin, it said if there are no other dwellers besides the father and the brothers, the Mishnah said Ein Tzrichin La'arav, you don't have to go ahead and do an Erev. So that's obviously on some level we view them as Ma'urav, as joined together, and yet it says in our Mishnah, B'Katani, Tzrichin Erev L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad, that when they do want to join with others, let's say when there are other people that they want to join with, we say each one of the brothers has to contribute separately. So you see, although that on some level they're considered Chamisha Shagavu Esei Reuven, and yet still when they're joining with others, each one has to give. So that seems to indicate, not like what you just said, that you said that one is enough, and here we say that each one has to give, even though it's like the same parallel case of Chamisha Shagavu Esei Reuven. And that the Gemara answers, Hachmei Eskinon, what's the case of our Mishnah? Kugin De'ikka De'yurin Bahadayu. For example, when there are other dwellers with them, and that is when our Mishnah says, when they're being moilich their Erev to another place, it doesn't mean into another chatzar. It means even in their own chatzar, that they're joined together with an Erev with other dwellers that are with them. And the reason being is, the migui, the hani asri, since the other people of the chatzar mandate that they're going to require an Erev, because they're not the only people that live there, the father and the brothers, there are other people, separate homeowners that live there on the same chutz, in the same courtyard. So haninami asu, so therefore the brothers, one on the other, will also make it forbidden, because once there is an issue of Erev, because there are multiple homeowners, so then we view then the brothers as causing a problem also and requiring them also to join in the Erev. But when you have two courtyards and there's an opening between them, and each one went ahead and made their own Erev and permitted their own chatzar, and then, or for example, if let's say they live in one courtyard, just the father and the sons, without any other dwellers, and now they're coming to join one with the other, since they don't make it forbidden on them, and that is, there's no migui, although they can, when there's two chatzeres with a pesach between them, there the halacha is that they're allowed to join together, but they don't have to. They each one could carry in their own chatzar. So there is no migui. We don't say that, oh, once the others make the problem, so then the brothers make the problem, because it's not true. They don't make the problem. There, we would say that one person becomes the shliach for all of them. It's only over here by the case of the Mishnah where they're in the same chatzir. When they're in the same chatzir, then we say that yes, it's not enough for one of the people, one of the brothers or the father to go ahead and do it. Rather, all of them will have to, because since in the same chatzir, there's the concept of a migui that we say there is an issue of eruv. So then everybody has to give theirs separately. But when it's in a different chatzir and they're coming to go ahead and extend their properties, which there is no migui over there, because the other ones are not making it us, so then it would be enough, as we had said, that when you have chamisha shugov eruv and they're coming to join with another chatzir, then it's enough for one of them to be a shleach for all of them. So the Gemara says, "Hachi nam mistaber." It actually makes sense that the reason of our Mishnah that says that each brother does have to give, which seems to run counter to what we had answered before, that's enough for one to give, is because of this concept of migui. The Ketanim, because we learned in our Mishnah, it said, when it qualified the halacha of our Mishnah, each one has to give, it says, "Emesai." When did we say this? That's bizman shemalicha nesiruvin b'makam achad. That's when they're bringing their Erev to another one of the homes in the courtyard. But if the Eruv was coming to them, to the father's house, or there are no other dwellers with them on the courtyard, it's only the father and his sons, then they do not have to join together with an Eruv, which sounds like, but if they are with them, other dwellers with them in the courtyard, where there is the concept of a migui, that we say, that once they're requiring an Eruv, so then they're going to require Shema Minah. From there, you see that the reason of the Reisha that said that it is a problem, that each one does have to give, is because the concept of the urine, that there are other dwellers on the same chatzah, and that's why, because of that migui, each one has to give. But if they're not on the same courtyard and they're just coming to extend to another chatzah, then it would be like Rabbi had answered, that it's enough for one person to go ahead and extend it with the others, and each one does not have to give. Now, if the Gemara segues into a related topic of tchumen, of the measurement of how far a person could go on Shabbos walking out of his domain, regarding this machlokes, they would mention the Rabbi Shmuel of Pas and Lina. What is the place that establishes your residency for Shabbos? Is it where you eat or is it where you sleep? So the Gemara asked the following question: B'nei Rav Chiya bar Oven Rav Sheshes, B'nei Bei Rav, these tamidim of the yeshiva, the achli nahama babaga, that they eat their meals in the open fields, and that is where their hosts are, which is in the bikkah. In other words, not in the yeshiva. They have to go far out in the field, where that's where their host is giving them teg, where they're eating their food. But then they come and they sleep bebei rav, in the yeshiva, in the beis hamedrash, which is within 2,000 amas of where they are. So the question is, when they come to measure their tchum, their distance of 2,000 amas that they're allowed to walk from where their domain ends on Shabbos, is it maybe Rav Mashkinhu? Do they measure from the yeshiva? Or maybe Baga Mashkinhu? Or do they measure from the fields, from the hosts where they eat their meals? And basically, this 2,000 amas that you have in every direction, if it would be from the valley, would not be from the yeshiva, because you would be going, as we had said, Buster Pitazlin, do we go where you have your bread, which is out in the bikkah, out in the fields, or do you go with Mokam Lina, where you rest, where you sleep, which was in the yeshiva? So that's basically the question, is it Mokam Pita or Mokam Lina, that's Goyim, your residency for the halachas of Tchum? So Amalei, so he responded to him, Mashchinon mi Bei Rav, where we measure from is from the yeshiva, because that is where they sleep, and that's their residency, and that's where their tchum is. And that the Gemara asks, but we have your classic halacha by the halachas of Erev, where if someone has his residency, wherever he is, and then he puts his Erev, he puts his meal within 2,000 amas, v'asi uvayis bebeisei, and then where does he sleep Friday night? He sleeps in his home. Now, where do you measure the person's tchum for his tchum? You measure from where his bread is, where his meal is. And therefore, you see, not like you just said. You said that although they eat one place and they sleep another place, you measure from where they sleep. That's their residency. However, what's the classic Erev? The classic Erev is you. This is where you live, and you only get 2,000 amas in either direction. You want to go 4,000 amas that way. So you put your meal 2,000 amas away, and then we say that is your residency. So therefore, you're within 2,000 amas on one side, and then you can go another 2,000 amas past that. But that is a case of your meal one place and you're sleeping in another place, and yet still we say that it's where the meal that establishes your residency. So how can you say for the yeshiva students that it's from where they sleep? So he said to him, there's a difference. Because although technically it sounds like the same case, fundamentally they're different. Because ba'ahu anan sahadi, by that case, we attest to the fact, u'bahadu anan sahadi, and by our case, we also attest to a certain fact, as the Gemara explains. Bahahu anant sahadi, by the case of your classic Erev Truman, which you're proving to me, where you have where the meal that establishes his residency. So there we can attest to the fact that since he has to go tomorrow in that direction, another 2,000 amas passed there, that the imitadar lei hasam, if he was able to sleep there, nichale, he would have preferred that. And that is, if we could have afforded him that night a lodging in that area where his Eiv was, he would have preferred it, because that's exactly where he's going. He doesn't have, and therefore he has to employ the concept of a Ruvi Tchumen, but even though that's only where his bread is, that really is where he actually even wants to sleep. Ubahadonan Zahadi, and regarding our case of the Bnei Beirav, of the Yeshiva students, there also we can attest in the reverse. The Maiselahu Rifta Le Beirav, because if we were to bring their meals to the Yeshiva, that's exactly what they would have preferred. And therefore, there what's going to be Kaveya is their Lina, is where they're lodging, and therefore there's no Raya one case to the other, because each one, really, we are Kaveya, his lodging, where it is that he really wants to be for Shabbos. One place is where his food is, because that's where he wants to be, he just can't be there. And the other one is he really wants to be where his lodging is, he just can't eat there because he only has food by his host, and therefore they're going to be different cases. Maybe Rav will be where he sleeps, and the case of your classic Erev Truman will be where the food is, but you can't compare the two cases. Now, regarding the concept of what was introduced in our Mishnah, which is the theme of a lot of our daf, is regarding the different domains of the father and the son, where if they're in the same area, do we consider the son as part of the father's domain or not? And we said there were differences. Now the Gemara introduced a question related to this. Av ubenoi, regarding a father and a son, harav v'talmidai, a teacher and a student, if they're in the same courtyard. So the question, there's three questions related to this. One, kirabim dami, do we view them as rabim, as multiple dwellings? Oy kichidim dami, or do we view them as a singular, a pluralistic, but a singular domain? And that is, this is regarding the halacha of what's called shtei chatzeres, two courtyards, zulif in the mizu, one within the other. And that is the inner courtyard, the only way it can get out is to go through the outer courtyard, and then from there it can get out to the Rishus Rab. So, which means that the inner courtyard has a right of way on the outer courtyard. So the Mishnah later on in the Ayin Hey Mar Alv says a difference that says if the inner courtyard were Yechidim, in other words, individuals, and that is, it would be considered Rishus HaYachid, where there's an individual in the inner courtyard, which that's considered a regal hamuteris bimkaim, which means to say they can carry in their own chatzar, because it's not, they don't have a problem of being a rabbim. Then the halacha is, they do not make it forbidden shaloi bimkaim, which means to say in the outer courtyard, because although they have a right to go, we say, we lock off the door, we say, yo, you could carry in your chatzar. Don't make it a problem that you could have a rights of way in the outer courtyard, well then that will be considered like a chatzar shrabim, which will make it a problem for the outer ones. But if the inner courtyard is a rabim, there's many dwellers there, and they did not make an eiv in the inner courtyard for themselves, where then we consider them a regal ha'asurabim kaima, which means say because they can't even carry in their own area, then we say that they do oisral chitana, because they don't want to be under house arrest, they can't carry in their own courtyard, they want to be able to get out. There they make it a problem in the outer courtyard. Even if the outer courtyard went ahead and made their own eiv, we say that since they joined with themselves, but they forgot to take into consideration the inner courtyard, who has a right of way, which is considered a part owner there, and the fact that they can walk there, and therefore if they didn't join with them, they'll make it forbidden. So the Gemara's question basically is regarding a father and a son, or a Rebbe and a student, where they're in the inner courtyard, do we view them as yichidim, and if they are, then they will not make it forbidden on the outer courtyard? Or do we say that no, they're two separate homeowners, the father is one and the son is another one, therefore they're considered shel rabim, and therefore they will make it a problem on the outer courtyard? Similarly, a related question is, Trichin Eiv, do we say that when there is no one else living in that courtyard besides the father and the son, or the Rebbe and the Talmud, do we say they need to have an Eiv because they are considered, again, two separate domains? Or do they not require an Eiv because they are considered like a Yachid, like one Rishus HaYachid? And finally, the third question, which is related also, is Mavoi Shalahan, regarding the Mavoi of a father and a son. That is, if let's say the father has a chatzar and the son has a chatzar that open into a mavoi, nitr balechi v'kaira, is their mavoi permitted with the fourth wall being closed of just with a side post or a crossbeam? Or ain nitr balechi v'kaira, or is it not permitted just with a side post and a crossbeam? Because we have halacha that a mavoi is not permitted with a lechi or a kaira until you have the classification of batim and chatzeris psuchen l'teicha, that you have homes, two homes open into the one courtyard, and two courtyards open into the one mavoi. Now, if you say that the father and the son are considered like yechidim, like individuals, do you say over here that we consider them as two courtyards, one of the father, one the son? Or do you say that we view them as one courtyard, and therefore the mavi will not be permitted, because although there's two courtyards opening up into the one mavi, but that's not really essentially two courtyards, because it's really like one courtyard, because we view them as yechidim, and therefore this is related to the other questions in the sense, do we view them as yechidim, or do we view them as a rab? Amaleisa responded to him, Tanisa we learned, which answers all three questions. Avu benoi, harabi tamide, when you have a father and a son, a rebbe and a student, Bizman she'enim on the urine, when there are no other dwellers with them, they're the only factors. So one, harehin ki'echidim, we do view them as individuals, and therefore they do not make it forbidden on the outer courtyard, because they are permitted to carry in their own inner courtyard, even without an erev. The second halacha is, ve'ein tzrich al arav, they do not have to go ahead and join the erev, which is again the similar type of a concept, because we view them as one rishas yachad. However, the third halacha is, u'mavi shalehan nitta b'lech v'kari, their mavi is permitted with a lech and a kari, in spite of the fact that we do view them on some level as yechidim. And the reason being is that because although they do not have to make a rubichat seiris, as we said, because they're like yechidim, however, still, the structure is still with two batim open into the chatzar and two chatzaris open up into the mavi. So although that on some level we view them as one chatzar, however, structurally speaking, there's still two chatzaris, and therefore it will be permitted with a lechi, the kaira, even in this type of a case. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. We had spoken about a rub chatzaris, shetuvim avois. Now the Mishnah talks about regarding putting the two together. And that is, as we explained many times, the way the structure of the cities in the times of the Gemara were, that there was homes that were open into one courtyard, many courtyards open up into one mavi, and then many mavois open up into the main thoroughfares, into the plastrati and the platia, all the rishas rams. So now our Mishnah will speak about regarding if you have to do both the Erev Chatzeres and the Shetufim Avois, because on some level, we keep on expanding the Rishus HaYachad. A person's home is his Rishus HaYachad. Then when all the Chatzeres join in the courtyard in the Erev Chatzeres, we view the whole courtyard as one Rishus HaYachad. Then when all the courtyards join in the Shetufim Avois, in the Mavi, we view all the courtyards extending this Rishus HaYachad as if it's one big Rishus HaYachad. So now our Mishnah will speak about regarding if you did one but not the other. So the Mishnah begins. Chamesh chatzeris psucha zulezuf. There are five courtyards that are open one to the other. As some Rashis have the picture, you have them side by side, and they have an opening one into the other. Upsuchas l'mavi, and then on the other side of them, they're also open into the each one opens up into the mavi, into the alleyway. So the Mishnah says, if eiru b'chatzeris, if they went and they joined their chatzeris together, they made an eiruv, even individually, each chatzar separately, but also all the chatzars, the five side by side, are joined together with a ruv chatzars. But v'loy nishtatav b'mavi, but did not make a shitu of mavois, because although they're joined together through the chatzars, but they didn't do it that the mavoi is something that they had joined together with a shitu of mavois. So then mutar b'chatzars v'asur b'mavi, then they're permitted in their courtyards, but they're not permitted to use the mavoi area as if it's part of this one large extended Erev Chatzeres, because we do not rely on the Erev to work for a sheet of Mavois. So though that they joined in Erev Chatzeres, they're all connected with their Chatzeres, but the Mavoi, which is this other area, which is this public area, which is abuts their area, that is not considered as part of their larger Sasayachet, because they only made Erev Chatzeres, and not a sheet of Mavois, which is a larger extension of this Rosh Sasayachet. We continue on to Amid Beis, where the Mishnah says, but v'im nishtatvim b'mavoi, if they had made this joint connection of the mavois, that is, all the chatzeris had given something towards this larger area of the mavoi that we view them as all joined together as one big rishas hayachad, mutarin kan v'kan, then they are permitted both regarding the mavoi and regarding the eruv chatzeris. And the Gemara is going to explain how this jibes well with what we're talking about regarding that one will not work for the other. Then the Mishnah continues, eruv chatzeris v'im nishtatvim b'mavoi. Let's say they made a Ruv Chatzeres, and they made a Sheet of Mavois. However, B'shachach Echad Mimnei Chatzar B'la'irv, one of the people in one of the courtyards forgot and did not join in the Ruv Chatzeres in his own courtyard to permit his courtyard to carry over there. But in the Sheet of Mavois, in the larger extension of the Rosh HaSayachid, with all the other Chatzeres, he had a part of that Sheet of Mavois. So then the Mishnah says, Mutar and Kan V'kan, then he's permitted both here in the chatzar, and that is that chatzar is permitted for everyone in the chatzar to carry, and in the mavoi, which is mashma here, that we do rely on the Erev Chatzeres, on the sheet of mavoi that was done. The Gemara is going to resolve that. How does that work again with the Mishnah that said that you can't have one for the other, you have to do both a separate Erev Chatzeres and the sheet of mavoi. Here it sounds like that although you didn't do Erev Chatzeres, the sheet of mavoi will work for that. Then the Mishnah says, let's say it's a similar, memnei mavoi v'lo nishtatev. Let's say that one of the people from this whole area where you have many chatzeris joining into one mavoi, that one of the people of the mavoi did not join together with the rest of the chatzeres. So the mutar mechatzeres of asur mavoi, then he's permitted in their chatzer, because that every chatzer, each bias had given to their own individual rib chatzeres. But they're forbidden in the mavoi because they didn't join together with the shita of mavois, as the Mishnah concludes, shaha mavoi lechatzeres kechatz labatim, because the qualification of what the mavoi is, the larger alleyway, to their chatzeres, to the courtyards that open up into the mavoi, is the equivalent of what the courtyard is to the batim, to the houses that open up into it, which means that just like it's forbidden to take out from homes to the courtyard without making an air, without joining in the air, so too it's forbidden to take out from the chatzer to the mavoi without doing a shita mavois. And that is because don't say that it's not similar. In other words, the Mishnah is coming to exclude, I would have thought that there is a difference. Because although there's a concept of Aruv Chatzeres, and on a larger macro level is a Shita Mavoyis, we would think that it's different. And how would I say it's different? Because I would say that when you're talking about a house and the courtyard, where the house is a Rishus HaYachad, and on some level the Chatzer is a Rishus HaRabim, it's a public domain that is five people, or whatever it is, how many homes there are, have a part in this. It's a public area. But a chatzer and a mavoi, both of them are, in a sense, rishus harabim. Because the courtyard, many people have a right in there. And the mavoi, many, many, many people have a right in there. But they're, on some level, both rishus harabims. So I would think that that would be different. That even if you did not join in the shutiv mavois, it wouldn't be a problem. Because on some level, joining in the chatzer is the same as joining in the larger area of the mavoi. And that we say that, no, it's the same, it's the equivalent. Just like if you're in a chatzer, you don't join together with the batim in the chatzer, you can't carry in the chatzer. So to the chatzeres, if they did not join in the mavoi, cannot go ahead and carry in the mavoi. We don't say it's considered the same type of an area of this rishus haram, of this public area. Now the Gemara wants to know, Mani, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? So the Gemara assumes, it's Remeya that he says, our Mishnah seems, especially from the beginning of the Mishnah, it starts off by saying that doing one without the other won't help, that you have to have both Shetuv and Mavois and the Reuven Chatzeres, one will not work for the other. And that the Gemara asks, as we had alluded to in the Mishnah, let's see the middle case of the Mishnah. It says, if they had joined with the Mavoi, Mutaran Kan Vekan. So then they're permitted both for the Mavoi, which they had joined in, and both for the Chatzer, which it seems like they did not join in. Asan l'Rabbanon d'Amri b'Chodesh Agia. So that seems to be like the Rabbanon, not like Remeir, that says enough with one. You could do either one. The Eruv HaChatzeres will work to cover your joint, your partnership in the Shittim Mavois, or making the Shittim Mavois will help to cover your lack of doing it in the Eruv HaChatzeres. And how Hasahaku we say the Tana of Mishnah is Remeir? I'm not thinking this is Holoi Kasha. The middle case is not a contradiction to saying that the Tana of our Mishnah is Remeir, because v'im nishtat v'inami kamar. What it's saying in the middle case is that if they also join together, and that is going back on the first case, that if they join together also in the Mavoi, then they will also be mutter kan v'kan, both in the Mavoi and in the Chatzah, because although the first case was talking about that you only did one, then you only permitted one, not the other. Then the middle case comes to say that, if you also join in the Mavoi, then not only will you be mutter in the Chatzah, but you'll be mutter even in the Mavoi, but it's really like Remeya that says you need to have both. That the Gemara asks, in the Seifa, and let's see the last cases of the Mishnah. That said, if let's say they joined in their own chatzer, and they also joined in the larger area of the mavoi, but then one of the people in one of the courtyards forgot to join in the eruv of his chatzer, mutarin kamakan, it says that he permitted both in the chatzer, even though he forgot to join, and in the mavoi, which he did have a partnership in. So, hey, how do we understand the case of this seif? If he did not nullify his rights in the chatzer, so then am I mutarim? So then why are they permitted in that courtyard? But your mayor does not hold that you rely on shituf to go ahead and cover for the Eruv HaChatzeres. In other words, if we're saying the town of a Mishnah is your mayor, so how does that go ahead to help? How could he carry in this chatzer if he's not nullifying his rights of way? He is a problem, because we view this now as a joint chatzer. And although everyone else made the Eruv, he didn't. So it's one, their pluralistic one plus his one, so therefore it's not a Rishus HaYachad. So how can he go ahead and carry? The fact that he has a Shita of Mavoi, according to Remeir, doesn't help for the Rivach HaTzeres. El Pshita de Batlis. Obviously, we have to say that this case told me, although he did not join the Rivach HaTzeres, but he nullified his rights of way in the Chatzer, so he's not posing a promise like he doesn't live over here. And therefore, they could all carry in the Chatzer, and he had joined together in the Shita of Mavoi. On that, the question is, Amos Seifa, let's see the end of that, where the Mishnah says, Let's say one of the people of the Mavi forgot, and did not join in the larger extension of the Shita Mavayis. That is, one of the courtyards did not join with one of the with all the other courtyards in the Shita of Mavayis. And that the Mishnah says, Mutar Mechatzeres. So now each chatzer is permitted in their own area. Even that one chatzer that forgot to join in the Mavi, everyone's going to be permitted in their own individual, in their own chatzeres. But for Asurim B'Mavi, now everyone's going to be forbidden in the Mavi because you don't have this Mavi as one big Rishos Hayachid, because although you have this pluralistic one, which everyone did, but there's one chatzer that didn't, and that one chatzer makes it a problem on everyone else. Therefore, that's difficult. If it's like you had just explained to us, that the case of Shachach Echad, which was regarding the case of Memnei Chatzer, is told him that he nullifies his rights of way over there, and that's why he's permitted Kan Lukan. So my Asur in Mavoi, why is everyone forbidden the Mavoi? It's the equivalent over here by Shachach Echad Memnei Mavoi, that one of the quartets forgot to join in the Shita Mavoi. He's relinquishing his rights of way in the Mavoi. So therefore, that should not pose a problem for all the other chatzeres, and everyone should be allowed to carry in the Mavi, if you're saying it's talking about a case of this Shachach Echad, that when he's Mavatl his rights of way. So, B'chitem Iksab Remeir, and if you want to answer and say that, oh, Remeir holds, Im Bitl Rishus B'Mavi, although that would work for the case of Shachach Echad M'nei HaChatzer, that he could go ahead and Mavatl his Rishus, but Remeir holds that that only works, you could only relinquish your rights of way in a courtyard, but you can't do that for the larger area of a Mavi. But V'tanim, we learned in the Braisa, which was previously on Dav Samaches, in Perik, which we had by regarding a Taduki, that it says over there, Shahari Bitu Lachem Rishusa de Remeir. The Remeir says, oh, that since he was Mavatel, his rights of way in the Mavoi, that therefore it's going to work out over there. Now, therefore, we see clearly the Remeir holds that there is a concept of Bitul Rishus, of relinquishing your rights of way, even in the Mavoi. So, again, so how can you resolve this inconsistency about saying that the Tana of our Mishnah is Remeir, when the end of it seems to indicate not like Remeir, because it seems clear from the Seif of our Mishnah that if one person did a Shitav in the Mavayis and did not do an Erev in the Chatzeres, that the Shitav of the Mavayis will work for the Rebbe Chatzeres, which is not like Remeir? So therefore the Gemara says, Elipshita Duloy Batal. So what we have to say is that it's obviously talking about a case that you did not relinquish your rights, as we had explained, because if you relinquish your rights of way, why would it be that when one of the Chatzeres forgot to join with the Shita of the Mavayis, that it's going to be us if everyone to carry, if, as we said, that Bitl Rishus does work for the case of Shita Mavayis, and if we're saying the case of Reuven Chatzeres was Yimavatl Rishus, so then that definitely should work by the case of Shita Mavayis, and should also be able to carry with it. So obviously we're talking about that he was not Mavatl. So then the question goes back. And if the end of the Mishnah, which is when Shachach Echad Mimnei Mavoi, that one of the Chatzeres forgot to join in the Mavoi, is talking about that he did not relinquish his rights of way, and that's why all the Chatzeres will be Usher in the Mavoi, then Reisha Nami Delei Batal. So it comes out that the Reisha is also talking about when we said the case of Shachach Echad Mimnei Chatzer, that if one of the people in the Chatzer forgot to go ahead and to join in the Reuven Chatzeres, it's talking about that he did not nullify his rights away, and yet in spite of that it says that he's going to be mutter kan lekan, he's going to be permitted in the Mavi and in the Chatzer. Obviously we see from the Mishnah that we are soimich on the Shitav, that we rely on what we did in Shitav to work and cover the Reuven Chatzeres that we did not join in, that it does work. So then the question is, Reisha b'sefer Remeir, the beginning of our Mishnah and the end of the Mishnah is like Remeir, because the Reisha said that if they joined in the Chatzar and they did not join in the Mavoi, we say that they're usher in the Mavoi. Only if they joined also in the Mavoi, like Remeir. And the Sefer also says that if we had one of the people in the Mavoi that did not join in the Shituf, that they're forbidden in the Mavoi, who is that like? That's like Remeir, because they had gone ahead and joined in their own Reuven Chatzeres, yet in spite of that, because they did not join in the Shituf Mavois, no one's going to be able to carry, which is like Remeir, that you have to do both. It's not enough with one and not the other. Yet Mitziyasa, the middle case of our Mishnah, which we learned that if one of the people of the Chatzar did not join in the Erev, yet in spite of that, we said that the Mutar and Kamakan, that's Rabbanan, that's like the Pnei Rabbanan, who said because at least this one who forgot to join in the Reuven Chatzeres of his Chatzar, at least he had joined in the Shita Mavayis, that will cover his Reuven Chatzeres that he did not join in. That's like Rabbanan. How can we say that? How can we say the Reish and the Sefer is Remeir, and the middle case is Rabbanan? That the Mishnah answers, Kulo Remeir. Really, in truth, our entire Mishnah is like Remeir. The middle case, what is the people from that Chatzar relying on, that this one person did not join in the Erev, is on the Shituf. And how does that work? How does Shituf work? We thought that Remeir says that you cannot rely on Shituf to work in place of the Reuven Chatzeres. And the reason is because in that case, most of the people in that Chatzar did join in the Reuven Chatzeres, We just have a technicality why it doesn't work, which is in the essence what an Eruv Chatzis requires, that everyone has to do it. On that, the Gemara says as follows.
What
is really the reason why Reb Meir requires that it's not enough to do one or the other like Rabban? You have to do both Shituvim Avayis and Eruv Chatzis. You have to know the reason why is not because he disagrees with the fundamental principle of Rabbanan that one will not cover the other. In truth, he really agrees that it does. But the reason is, the reason why he says it's not enough to do Shetuvim Avayis, and you have to do Rebbe Chatzis, because we don't want the children to forget the Halachas of Erev, because I never saw my Tati go ahead and make an Erev, because what they had done is they had done the Shetuvim Avayis, which goes out and covers for it. So therefore, we don't want them to forget, and therefore we said, no, it's not enough that you did a Shetuvim Avayis, you have to do Rebbe Chatzis also. But Vahacha came the Rubei Irvu here, and since in this case most of the people did go ahead and make a Rebbe Chatzeres, it's that one person went and forgot to join. So therefore, although halachically it's invalid a Rebbe Chatzeres, but loy mishtakra, the children are not going to forget based on this incident the halachas of the Irv because they see everyone making Rebbe Chatzeres. So although halachically it's invalid, but that doesn't make a difference because Rebbe really agrees that Shituv does cover the Rebbe Chatzeres. It's just that he doesn't want the children to forget. Here, since they're not going to forget because everyone did go ahead and make it, although it's not worth anything halachically, but that will cover the problem of what we're concerned about the children. That's why Rebbe will agree in the middle case of a Mishnah that although Shochachachim Nehachatzav Aloy Irvu, that the Shituv Mavois will go ahead and cover for his lack of joining in the Rebbe Chatzeres. Now, in explanation of our Mishnah, the Gemara says the following girsa. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav loy tani psucha zu lezu. Rav did not learn in our Mishnah the words that these five chatzeres, that regarding if they had done a shituv or a Rebbe Chatzeres or one and not the other, he does not have the girsa in our Mishnah that they will open one to the other. And that is, whenever it says in our Mishnah that irvu b'chatzeres, that they had joined in the courtyards, it means that each individual courtyard had joined for themselves. And that is their mutter in their own individual courtyards. That's what we were saying in the Mishnah. So too Rav Kahana said that Rav Loitani Pesuchas Luzu, he did not learn our Mishnah as talking about five courtyards side by side, open one to the other, and then the Mavoi open in front of them. And that is where we spoke about if they're doing a sheet of Mavois or not, that if they join the Chatzeres together, doesn't mean that they would join together, all them. And that is, if they didn't do a sheet of, they're not joined. Rather, it means each one individually. That's what we're discussing. Those that say the Rav Kahana it's not that Rav Kahana said that Rav didn't learn it, but even Rav Kahana himself also did not have that girsa in his Mishnah to learn that they were open one to the other. So I'm going to buy Rabbi Yosef. Abai asked his Rabbi Yosef, my time at the Leitani Pesuch Zulzul, what was the reason for that they didn't want to learn that the five quarters were open one to the other? So he said, Ksavar, because he held, Kol Shituf She'ein, that any Shituf of a Mavoi, that you don't have each and every single chatzer, machnisoi umaitziyai, that is bringing their part of the sheet of mavoyis, derech psochim b'mavoy, through the entryways of their courtyard to the mavoy, and from the courtyard bringing into the chatzer, to the courtyard where it's ultimately going to be placed, lav shmei sheetuv. That is not considered a sheetuv of the mavoyis. And that is, if they were to bring there, that is, everyone has to join together, have to bring a piece of bread or some wine to join in the sheet of Mavois. If they would bring it through the openings from one courtyard to another courtyard, bringing it to the ultimate courtyard where it's going to be, because you put it in one place and say that this is where everyone is halachically considered like they lived there, and we view that as one large Rishas HaYach, and now it's considered one estate of that one chassid where it's placed, it does not look like a sheet of the Mavoi, because it didn't go through this structure, like we mentioned, which goes from the home to the courtyard to the mavoi, and then going from that mavoi to where it has to go, to that chatzer, to that bais, where it's ultimately going to be placed, or in the chatzer. So that is what would look like a sheet of a mavoi, because we see them joining their chatzeres together in joining them as in this one large area, the center area of that being the mavoi. However, what over here also, Rav was concerned that since they might go through the opening between them, and therefore if they are open one to the other, then you cannot go ahead and do a shituv from a vice. Because he was concerned, you might be carrying it, since they're open each other, chatzar, one to the other, five side by side, then even if you wanted to make a shituv from a vice, we would not allow you, because since you might go ahead and carry your part to that ultimate chatzar where it's being placed, through the chatzeres, not through the mavoi, that will not look like a sheet of mavois, as we said, because you're not going from your chatzar to the mavoi and then to that chatzar, which would view the mavoi as the centrifuge, as the center area of these of the areas that are surrounding of these chatzeres all together, rather because they're bypassing the malbim, going through the chatzeres, that doesn't look like a sheet of mavayis, and therefore we said that we can't be geris psuchas ulzu, because then sheet of mavayis would not work in such a case. So that the Gemara asked Esav, they asked to Rabbi Yosef's interpretation of this opinion of Rav, why he doesn't learn psuchas ulzu, from a Mishnah that we had mentioned on the previous daf, that said, Balabayis Shayishutiv Leshchena, regarding a homeowner that was a partner with his neighbors, Lezebayain, Lezebayain, with this neighbor with wine, with this neighbor with wine, Ein Trichin La'arv. So he said there in the Mishnah that they don't have to join together because they're considered partners. They don't have to go ahead and now create a new partnership, a new heir with new wine. I'm already joined together by our business venture, and that's enough to work as the heir. Now, over here, where they took a barrel of wine in a partnership, now, they didn't go ahead and carry it into what we said, what Rabbi Yosef is explaining, that you have to go from one domain through the chatzar to the mavi, then to where it's being kept. Here it was just bought and purchased and went directly only into one chatzar. How is it going to work? How do we say in that Mishnah that that's going to work as an Erev, when according to Rabbi Yosef, the halacha has to be that you have to join your part in that barrel by going from your chatzar, from your bayis to your, or from your chatzar to the mavi, and then to the other person's chatzar. We didn't do that over here. On that, the Gemara answers, that is exactly what was done in that Mishnah. Hasan de'afki ve'aili, there is Toma that it was taken out and brought in. That is, that barrel was taken in every courtyard, and from their courtyard to the Mavi, and from there to the Chatzar, where it was ultimately placed. But not for the purpose of Shituv, as that Mishnah explains, it was done for business dealings. But ultimately, that is what was done, even though it was for business dealing, and therefore it's going to work. And this really is what's called a Deichik Teretz. It's not really a preferred type of an answer. And this is not really what's going to be the Maskana anyway. So the Gemara continues with this. And the Gemara asks from a Mishnah later on Rav Yosef's interpretation. The Mishnah says, Ketzad Mishtatvim B'mavi V'chulu. There the Mishnah goes and explains how is the process of a Shituv of a Mavi done. Now, the Gemara is asking from that Mishnah in Perek Chaloyin, again, later on, Daf Ayin Tesma Beis, that it says over there, that how do you do the joining of the Mavi? So it says that you place a barrel, and you say, in other words, and that Mishnah is trying to explain the easy way, to everyone to go collect from everyone a piece of bread or some wine is going to be a very difficult procedure. The Mishnah there says an easy way out. What you do is you place a barrel, and you say, I want this to be for all the people in the Mavi. I'm being mezakeh to them. I'm giving everyone a share in this barrel. Now, over here, in that case of the Mishnah over there, where one person is being mezakeh, he's giving over acquisitions of shears in this barrel from him to everybody, and it didn't go into everyone's courtyards. So therefore, you see, not like Rav Yosef's interpretation that the reason why it's not good is because it has to go from your courtyard to the Mavi then back. Here, it never even left this person's courtyard. On that, the Gemara answers, Hasam nami tafke v'ayli, no, there it is, those talking about that, that's what they have to do. Although we don't have to collect from everyone, but we have to take it from this guy's courtyard into the Mavi, this one's courtyard back in the Mavi, this one's courtyard, you have to do that so that it's going through that process, everyone getting it and giving it back, and then ultimately back where it's supposed to be, and therefore it's not a contradiction. So maskevala Rabbi Bar Chanan, so he says, wait a second, Elema'ata, are you telling me, Hikno le pas besali, if someone gives over an acquisition of bread that he has in his basket, that you want to say that that would not work as shitiv because I want to give you from the bread that I have, you're saying it doesn't work because I have to go ahead and transport it to your home, give it to you there, then take it from you to the mavi, then back to my home. If it's like that's what you want to say, Rav Yosef, that as we had explained to answer the other questions, that we have to go ahead and actually physically transport to bring it that way. But Rav Yehuda, Rav, he said the following halacha. And this is what Rav himself, who Rav Yosef is coming to interpret his halacha, said, "Bnecha bura shahoyim mesubin." Regarding people of a group that were sitting around eating a meal together, "Bekidush alein hayam," and now it's turning Friday night. It's turning into Shabbos already. So hapasha al shulchan semchen alei mishum erev. The bread that's on the table could be considered and will view it halachically as the erev, as if everyone's joined together over here. And this is where their domain is for Shabbos. And some say mishum shitov. You could even consider it as the shitov of all of the entire mavi. V'amar Rabbi, and Rabbi had said about these two versions of loypliga that they don't really argue. Kam b'mesubin b'bayis. Here is talking about where they're sitting around in one home. We're there that we rely on that regarding the halacha of eruv chatzeres, as the Gemara says later on the Pehem Beis that eruv chatzeres has to be in one of the homes in the courtyard. Can't be just in the courtyard; it has to be in the home. Kam b'mesubin b'chatzer. And here it's talking about that when they were sitting around in a courtyard, not in someone's home. We're there you rely on it regarding shituf because shituf amavoyis is permitted to be placed in a chatzer in the mavi. However, regarding eruv, not, because by eruv you have to have it in a bayis. And the reason being is because they're fundamentally different principles, because Erev is that we view that as your dira, as your dwelling. And a chatzar, courtyard, is not an area of dira, of dwelling, so therefore the Ribbe Chatzeis has to be in a bais. And that's what we said, that will work as Ribbe Chatzeis if they're sitting around the home. And this we said it will work as Shita Mavais when they're sitting around the courtyard, where that doesn't work based on the principle of your dira, and therefore that could work even in a chatzar. But the question that the Gemara is asking is, ultimately what we see over here is that even though we see clearly that this is what they were just eating a meal, and they didn't go ahead and take it to everyone's courtyard and back to their to the Mavi and back to the courtyard, back to the Mavi, we see they were just sitting around, it's getting Shabbos, and we say that this is going to work. So obviously we see, not like Rav Yosef, that you do not have to actually physically transport it and then bring it back that way. So rather, the Gemara falls off Rav Yosef's pshat and says a different reason why Rav was not Gerus, not Mishnah, that five homes, that the five chatzeres were open side by side into each other, which would still allow for a Shittuv Mevois, as our Mishnah was talking about. Rather, Rav held that you cannot make a Shittuv Mevois when they're open side by side, for a different reason. At the time of the Rav, the Kostava, the reason is because Rav held that Ein Movi Nitra Belechavikar, that we do not permit leniency by Movi, which is that although it's closed on three sides, but it's opened on its fourth side to Rishus HaRabim, that we permit it with a lech, with a side post, or a kair with a crossbeam, ad shiyu bata mechatzeir es psuch matech, until you have homes and courtyards open up into the Mavi. And that is, you have to have two homes open up into every courtyard, and two courtyards open up into the Mavi. Now, this case of our Mishnah, since if it would be as the Girsa would be, and as it is in our Mishnah, which Rav doesn't want to be Geiris, that all the courtyards are open side by side into the other courtyard, and they could join together through their openings, we view them as one courtyard and not as multiple courtyards, and therefore that will not work for the halacha of having two chatzeres open into one Mavi. And that is, as Rashi explains, that Rav does not hold to the brice that we had mentioned previously regarding a father and a son, that their Mavi is permitted with a lechi and a kaira. Because Rav held that wherever you do not need to make an Erev, or even if you need to make an Erev, but you could do the Erev without doing a Shita of a Mavois, where here the five courtyards could be joined together by joining their courtyards together without utilizing the principle of Shita Mavois, of joining them all together through including the Mavi, which is the center of all the Chatzeres, then the Mavi will not be permitted with a Lech and a Kaira until you have this qualifying feature of the structure of a Mavi, that you have one chatzer that does not open directly into another chatzer. Rather, either that you have two rows of chatzeres, one on either side of the Mavi, and each one opening on another side of the Mavi, where then they can only join together, the chatzeres, only if they make a Shita Mavois, only then will we view that as your classic halacha of a Mavi, which is then is when you can go ahead and do a sheet of Mavi's, and that's the case that we're saying that then it would be permitted with a lechi and kaira. So therefore, that's why Rav did not want to be goyis in our Mishnah, that they're open side by side, because if they're open side by side, we would view them as one chatzer, not as two chatzeres, to allow the heter, as Rav said elsewhere, of lechi and kaira. And similar, to be able to allow this concept of sheet of Mavi's, we cannot go ahead and do that, because since they do not need the sheet of Mavi's to join with each other, therefore we will not be allowed to utilize the principle of the halacha of Mavoi until, again, if they were not directly open to each other, and the only way they would be able to join would be through the medium of the Mavoi, of going and joining together with a sheet of Mavi's.